stuff in the green, and then went over to buy the water because people were
up
over
was
there
catching frogs and ran afoul of monsters.
Was frogs swooshing, and there was a monster, and we're like, oh no, not you, monster, not now, and we're like, goodbye, monster. And then Captain Scarlet's cool, way to go with that monster in a nutshell. And she's like, here's some money, and here's a cool new idea for what you could do next. Did I get it?
Quap was like, Quap!
Quap!
And then, getting back in character.
Yeah, sounds about right. Quap. you have anything to add to that, Jay?
No. I mean, my motivation as Quap was like, I catch frogs, and I kept our money together, I think. And my character is really dumb, heart of gold, really strong. He is Quap of the Wooden Spoon. He is of the second greatest fighter in his village, because his sister is Quip of the Silver Spoon. That's what I thought I recall.
Yes. Okay. Well.
That's his story, and that's his arc. That's how we begin. He is an eternal second fiddle.
Love that. The quest that, and the thing is, you don't have to necessarily do this, actually, because you can walk around and, like, see what's going on at these other points of interest or whatever. Throw some of these folks on the GM layer. Sure. Keep them hidden for now. What was I gonna say? You could, like, go and RP around town or whatever you'd like, but the quest that Captain Squad did give you is that a couple of her subordinates went down south towards the wastes because there had been, like, a supply... caravan that broke down on the way here. They got broken down near the waste, so that area is pretty dangerous. So she sent her two best, essentially her right and left hand folks, but they haven't come back yet. So if you want to go and check out and see if they bring them back, because the right now the town watch is a little stretched. She said a little stretched. So Bun Bun, are you? Neither of you are from here, right? Bun Bun and Quap, you guys have been in town for like 3 months.
Quap has been Quap and Bun Bun have been traveling together. Quap basically just follows Bun Bun around because you know Quap.
We're just
two
following her. All right, you know, best guess. Lance, the town looks cool. Let's squash some frogs here.
And do you have like wares to sell and such as well?
Devil May Care, yes. And I'm just like, I got wares to sell. Gotta practice building stuff because I'm trying to get like real good at the building of stuff, like bombs.
Work, yeah. That all adds up.
Yep.
So Captain Scarlet will tell you that, the green is a good place where people hang out at. Ancient Ridge Inn, which is here. You see my ping. This is like the major inn tavern in town. Where you guys will probably mostly been staying, but it's a little fancier. There's also the Red Peach is a little more. It's less fancy. Just say.
Get it. I'm sorry, Lawson. I'm still filling out my character sheet.
Okay, word.
My basic effort and my ultimate effort, what are those, ultimately?
I think it's plus one from the fist wraps.
Yeah, so, like, overall they're just one still?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And then my magic is, makes sense, that's hella zero.
Yeah.
And then equipped items, 10 versus items carried. Okay, I think I'm fully caught up. Sorry for...
No worries.
Defense is 12. Is my defense 12?
With plus two con. You also have plus one armor, though, right?
Oh, yes, I do. So my defense is 13.
Yeah.
Is that like my AC?
Well, your defense is plus 3, basically. Because your defense is... It's your con plus your... your con plus your armor minus 10.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, when I call for... What's that?
I remember I burned my limit die the last game. Catching up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's 0, yeah. Yeah. Cool. There's a couple of places you can walk around. If anyone's a place you want to visit, yeah, curiosities about, you can let me know. Or you can just go straight to the south. Oh, so let me bring up the bigger map too, so you guys get a bigger idea of where. So this is Eldenvale. You guys are in Green Deli. The waste is this shitty area to the south.
Before we leave, Quap would like to buy another spoon. Another wooden spoon.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. I'll say you could definitely like buy like a like they have like a staff that you could easily shape into like a large wooden spoon. So you can go down.
That means thank you.
Yeah,
but no one knows.
You go down. So this over down here is the market. When you go in there, there's a young lady who looks like this. I don't even need to put her on the line. I'm going to do that. Her name is Jaquette. She is the proprietor of the major market here in town. And she's like, happy to see some new customers. And she's heard of your recent exploits, actually. She'd heard there was a Viera... And a Q took down the river troll that was causing all this trouble. And she, you know what? For a couple, you guys, what you would call a couple of upstart adventurers? Is that fair to say?
Quap. Sounds right.
Does he just say Quap? She asked you, Bun Bun? Or she asked you something?
He says what's right for the right time, you know? Quap was what was necessary to be said right now.
Hmm? In that moment, I eat a full-ass frog. Like, it's a snack. Like,
it's just messily, just stuff that down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scarf it down.
I suck up the foot.
what can I, do you guys for? Clearly, you know, if you guys are new adventurers, I have an interest in keeping adventurers safe, if you know what I mean. They tend to buy stuff from the markets, and they're valuable customers to me.
I'm looking for a couple things that my good pal Quomp here could for sure use. Something that might be fashioned into a wooden spoon, or just a wooden spoon, ready-made, ready to go. Or
could,
just
she's like, can
wooden
I see,
spoon material.
Can I see an example of such a thing?
I was gonna like, he's gonna smoothly like withdraw his like wooden spoon with like great care, like it's a sword, and he's gonna spin it around and it'd be balanced perfectly, and he'll land it. He'll like slowly hand it over to her, and he'll go quap, quap. Oh. He'll like put up his eyes and look it down like from like left to right and go
Quap, she says, not
in. Oh, he's
now you understand.
He's suspended.
Sorry. Is that not?
Listen, just speak what's natural for you.
She is
you
a
know?
Human.
Like, don't try to co-opt. The
I'm sorry.
Language.
I'm sorry. That's so human okay. of me. I feel so bad. I wasn't trying to. Okay, sorry. I'm just she looks through some of her, she's very flustered, looks through her supply stuff. It's like, how about this? She brings out basically like a big, like, hardwood staff that you can easily, like, shave into this form of. And she does like a twirl with it and presents it to you. This would be, 10 gil.
Quap will leave the 10 gil on, like, the counter, and then he'll take the staff and look at it, and then, like, check its weight, spin it around a whole bunch, and then stab it. and he'll slam into the ground and he'll look at it and he'll just like get a whole bunch of times until it just becomes a spoon.
Wow, the Q are so talented. Wow, okay, well, anyway.
It's a spoon. Yeah.
Now it's a spoon.
Now it's a big spoon.
It's not a bad spoon. It's very much like a flat, like pizza pat spoon.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's very broad as spoon types go, but of course, it's a spoon.
It is a spoon.
And if it's a wooden spoon, the wooden spoon will be able to kick your ass with it.
Now, the question, does Quab wield it from the spoon part? Or did from the handle and bash with the spoon part?
From the handle and bashes with the spoon
part. Okay. Just because I was thinking, that's what I thought. But I was thinking, like, you could get the weight of it. I don't know.
I think for me, it's like he.
It's like a rapier, I guess.
Whatever really works. So he'll use it as a rapier. He'll use it from the middle. It's just, he's a master.
Oh, yeah, he could use it from the middle because that's why he gets that second attack. That's true, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, so he has a whole vibe with it. Like, he can spin it. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you don't know it's a spoon, then you miss, like, half the point of it when it hits you, you know? It's like, you're like, oh, I just got hit with a stick. No, you got hit with a spoon.
Oh, it's yeah. Like, this is cute.
It's a mind game.
Right? We're about feeding people. And we're about whooping people's ass with our feeding tools.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, in the name of Mighty Quenna, may she rest in peace. She was the master of the fork.
The master fork master. Lady Quenna. I was going to say, like having a wooden spoon will help you at all. Unless you know wooden spoon style. that's the way it goes.
Oh, I love it.
So Jaquette looks to you, Bun Bun, and she's like, well, yes, is there anything else can I get for you, my dear?
I am in the market, this market specifically, for things in which I could turn into
Ooh. Hold on.
Are you okay, Jaquette?
Yeah, no, there's a mosquito in the market.
Kill it!
There's a mosquito in the market, hold on. God damn it!
They're not allowed to live.
No, it got out of my eyesight. No. Anyway. I'm sorry.
There are very
what were you
few
saying,
critters
dear?
On this world that I despise more than a mosquito.
God damn it, right here. Anyway. What were you? Yes, my dear, what were you in the market for?
I need to make things go boom, and so I need boom-making supplies.
Boom-making supplies?
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually gonna roll this. I actually did. Let's see if she has that. She does not have boom making supplies.
She's a gosh darn nothing. It could be like broadly, like the stuff, you know, stuff that could be used in which to make them with other supplies elsewhere.
That's the thing. I think if I rolled anything but a one, she would have had maybe something, but she doesn't have anything.
She's got nothing.
Oh my God.
All right. That's fine. What about. I am poorly armed and am vulnerable to this here world, and I'm wondering if you have gear.
Oh, that's not my department, unfortunately, my dear. You.
What are you here for?
I do have. here's what I do have in supply for 50 gil each. I have. Looks like I got healer's cases, I got potions, eye drops, echo grass, and antidotes. That's right, they're called Echo Grass. Because it's fucking fancy.
I mean, if I'm going to be honest, Quap would really like to spend this money on armor.
Sure.
Or anything else.
Yeah.
If you head over northeast.
But how does Quap express that? Because he can't. Quap looks at you. Quap looks at you, and then he looks at his clothes and he goes, Quap!
I got you, Quan. We're getting out of here.
If you head over to the northeast, over to Thorkin's Armory, that old dwarf, he's got what you're looking for more. He's a blacksmith type, you know?
Alright. Bye, Jaquette. Thanks for the spoon.
Oh, no, yeah, no worries. Tell everyone in town Jaquette's the best market there is in town.
She's like, yep. And we leave.
So are you going over to the armory? The Thorkin Smithy? Thorkin Smithy. Ooh, he does have some cool stuff here. First, here be Thorkin. There he is. When you enter, he's, you know, he's a red-bearded, red-haired dwarf. But there's some shades of gray creeping in on the hair and the beard. And there's he's a little older, but not, you know. And, you know, he's as large, as wide as he is tall. And he's banging away. He's got the goggles on. He's banging. sparking. And he's like, aye, this will be ready in 3 days. Oh, he looks up. He's like, aye, new customers. What can I do you for?
Oh, wow. You're such a rich and intense character.
We've been sent your way because we are looking for armored gear for ourselves.
Oh.
Okay.
I went into Quap's voice for some reason there. Oh,
by the end of this, I think we will all be only saying Quam. And like the entire game will just be us going, Quam! But we'll understand completely.
Yeah.
We'll
understand.
We'll all understand.
It will be a Q village.
It'll bring everyone Quam? Together.
Quam, Quam, Quam.
He goes, aye, lass, I can help you with that. And, what? The name's Thorkin. What can I call ye?
Bun Bun, and over here we have...
Is that the whole... I have to say that first part also?
Is that... Yeah.
Can I call him Quomp for short?
You may indeed.
Quomp. Thorkin, nice to meet you. He extends his hand, but then he realizes he's got like a bunch of fucking like soot all over it, and a glove, and he goes, and he takes it off, and he puts on like another... like just like just regular gauntlet, and we just hand out.
Fuck with his massive sausage fingers.
He gives it a firm handshake. Gives a really firm handshake. Aye, well, if it's armor you'd be needing, you've come to the right spot. Let's see what I got back here. He starts looking around. Aye, unfortunately, those got bought. I still have one of these. I got it's a heavy one though. It's a heavy steel shield. This occupies 3 equip slots. It gives +3 armor. It's for 100 gil.
It's not. Ah, and then Quap turns to you and like eyebrows.
Quap. It's up to you. If this is something you want to carry, pump it up.
Is my pole arm two-handed already? That's
different. Yeah. In order for you to do those two attacks, yeah.
Yeah, so, no. Nah,
so you can't carry it at all.
Yeah.
So it's not for me.
Yeah.
I guess I could carry it, right?
You could. What weapon do you
three
use?
I have a crossbow, and hopefully eventually I'll get to make some bombs and use those.
Sure. Actually, Quap, you know what? In one of the other games, I'd allow you to equip the heavy shield in the way that you... because you strap it to your back like a turtle. I'd allow that.
Or your front. That'd be fun.
I don't care.
Like a Kevlar vest. You could be like, bang, 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 quomp, 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 quomp.
You know what? For flavor, sure. Yeah, either way. Yeah, because that's cool.
Do like the shield on the chest.
Or you could ride it like a surfboard.
Yeah, because I think in one of the other games we were doing that, and it's kind of fun, the idea of having the shield on you. So I would say you can equip it that way. It still takes up 3 equip slots, though, but yeah.
I'll gladly do that for the shield, for the 3 armor.
Okay.
Is there any other armor there available?
That's the only thing I got so far right now.
Is it besides armor?
I do, actually, Laz. I see you got your crossbow wielder.
Yes.
Well, I have 10 +1 arrows, but for the sake of this... Also, he's also got 10 +1 bolts.
10 +1.
It's also 100 gil for 10 of them.
I wish to purchase these.
Okay, so that's 200 gil. I guess Jay's holding out to the money, right, so...
So we spent 200 gil at this location?
Yeah.
So far we spent 210 gil, which puts our overall total to 690.
It's pretty good. So they're plus one bolts? Sorry. They just do plus one effort, basically.
And plus then the armor is plus three, also?
Yes, it is plus three armor. Strapped to your front?
It's strapped to my front, and so I can like bang it on my chest like it's an instrument with my spoon,
like a steel drum, perhaps.
Like it's dinner time.
Yeah, I do love that.
Here's the thing: I have both my spoons equipped for some reason, so I don't know. I'm thinking it's very Kung Fu Hustle. I'm just like throwing spoons up, using spoons.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because you want to still have the one to do the entire thing.
Oh my God.
So like, this is how it looks. I have a spoon in both hands, and I have a shield on my belly, and I make a lot of noise.
Have you ever seen anyone play the washboard on their chest with spoons? Because it's amazing.
Holy shit.
Yes. You're in a jug band. It's amazing.
This
character's
incredible.
This is the most incredible outfit I've ever heard of.
That's pretty sick.
My good friend Thorkin.
Yes.
Where would one go, should one wish, to purchase things that go boom? Like for bomb making.
Ooh, things that go boom. So you talked to Jaquette already.
Yeah.
She'd probably be the number one purveyor of such things. We don't really have a ton of stuff like that. We're a little bit of a smaller operation than town. Maybe in a few days, there'll be a turnover in goods. And maybe she'll have them. If not her... Well, there's that old man up north. The man they call Plagueis the Wise. But he's more dealing with magics and stuff. Not really the bomb department, per se.
Well,
maybe
when your supplier comes to town, you could see if they could bring stuff like that.
Well, if you're looking for something specific, Loss, I can absolutely inquire into a very specific order of bomb supplies, as it were.
Mhm. Mhm. That'd be nice. Thank you. Yes.
All right. In that case, I will do exactly that.
So we're going on an adventure, but then we'll be back victorious.
It is.
That's good to hear. All right, wow. Cool. So, now that you guys are suited up, would you like
Spoons!
Would you like to...
To be fair, he also says spoon. It's a special time.
He says quap and spoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
To be fair, the Q have a very extensive vocabulary. They have like several different words for all different types of culinary instruments and cuisine.
Yes.
They are there. So they could speak, but
Yeah. Words, so I guess you guys ventured off on the quest. You want to keep going around town?
Quest
time?
On to adventure.
Already.
I'm fully ready.
It is at this time.
Ready to do stupid stuff. A rabbit engineer.
I may have no more armor or materials, really. But you do. <two. laughs> So that's good.
Well, that's the thing. Let's just beat the crap out of a bunch of stuff and then take the materials. And then we can get you. That's like where Quap's at right now. Quap is like fully equipped to like bandit you everything you need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got this.
Absolutely. And so as you're traversing the waste sucks. let's see. I think I have a little bit of lore probably getting ahead about that. So the waste used to be a flourishing land. But in the last about 100 years, it has grown decrepit, and its decrepit sort of reach of death has, it's like it's exerting outwards from a central force. And it's, some folks whisper what that central force is. Not everybody seems to know. It's spoken about in hushed tones. But all the people know is that it's encroaching upon civilized areas. And the unfortunate folks who were traversing the I-95, that is the name of the road in Elden Vale, unfortunately got broken down right along that area. So as you guys are traversing the ways here, looking for any signs of where the caravan might be, can you guys give me intelligence or wisdom rolls?
Quap.
Quap, quap.
See what we got.
Also, Jay, if you want to use tactile dice, you can.
I could, but I'm not going to right now.
Okay.
No, that's not what I meant to do.
Oh, nice.
Do you want to pick one of those, or should I do another?
Yeah, just roll again.
Okay.
Rolled a 17 wisdom.
And there was such a spread there, Meredith. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah,
so you guys do a really good job of traversing the wastes. And after about an hour...
I just imagine him just like running, like big ass smile, huge tongue just flailing out the side of his mouth, like both his arms are just like wide. But he's like, he just looks like a kid at play, but he's like so serene and so deadly. It's not wishing a nigga would like Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay.
And she's hopping, not running. She's like, what happened? Like we're over here and over there, like back and forth over there. Like,
yeah. What a wholesome duo.
It's very like, it's like pure light side shonen.
It's, which is awesome because you're running through like, there's a bunch of like crows.
Like a wasteland.
And
we're like, yay!
Yeah, as you guys are running through. As you guys continue
frolicking through the
you guys continue to frolic, and you hear the sounds of shouting up ahead, but pretty far up ahead. As you can, you know, it's about, you know, you can just get with an earshot of what sounds
within
like.
Bunny earshot.
To be fair, yes, a bunny earshot.
Somewhere I have a pair of bunny ears. I will wear them next time.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. At this point, you hear the sounds of yelling. GM's gonna throw a timer die up here. Ooh, yeah. 4. That's good for you guys. Four turns, something will happen. Who knows what. We're gonna delve into turns.
You know.
Huh? Oh, right, I do know. That's true. Bun, you're up first. What would you like to do?
Okay, so all that's happened is we've heard some yelling. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. She wants to stealthily investigate yelling.
Okay, so you're moving stealthily?
Yeah.
Okay. So roll dexterity.
I will roll dexterity. Just FYI. Yeah. That's 2. She's loud, my man.
Fortunately, you try to hop to an unseen area, but you hop on some broken twigs.
Snap.
Maybe.
We are using Battle Fury in this game because there's only 2 party members, and also Battle Fury is a fun mechanic. So you get to have 1 Battle Fury.
All right, I'll take it.
Alright.
Okay, so I made some like objection.
Snap. Quap.
Do I hear anything new from this location?
So you can move. So the way this works, I realize that we haven't used this at all, right? The first time you guys have seen this out. Because you found, all our last session was on the Green Deli map. So yeah, this is a cool little visual representation gimmick that I found. So these areas represent zones, basically. So to move from one zone to another is like a near move. To move like diagonally over two zones is like far. So take your whole turn just to move over there. So you can move either like up or down in whichever zone you want Bun Bun to, excuse me, signify you're approaching the sound.
What zone is the sound from?
Yeah, that's what.
It's coming from this direction.
Mmm.
So you can try right, to.
She's gonna go up.
Okay. Trying to hide amongst that area.
What?
Yeah, and you're trying to hide in the waste area up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Word. Yeah, actually, from there, I'll give you. So from there, you're able to see.
More waste.
Token layer. Token.
It's Ezekiel and Mabel on the Oregon Trail.
And what you see, so from your perspective, you just see, Final Fantasy Tactics fighter token. No, you see, I mean, that is what it is, but also, you see,
familiar.
You see, a woman dressed in armor, pretty good armor, better armor than the, like, regular town guard had, but not as good as the armor that Captain Scarlet had. And she's got, like, a sword, and she's, like, defending the caravan. And you see on the caravan a male in the same, like, level of armor, but is, like, wounded. He's, like clutching at his side and wounded on the thing. And he also has a sword up, but he's, like, sweating or whatever. But you can't see what they are fighting against from here. There's just, like, the way the wastes are, there's just, like, too many weird trees, and the fog is very thick, so it's hard.
And Scarlet said that she sent two people out, not three.
She said she sent two. Yeah.
Next.
And so, Quomp, it's your turn.
See, Quomp is gonna open his gigantic mouth and let his tongue fall out. He's gonna bounce on one leg, he's gonna bounce on the other leg. And then, now that he's fully stretched, he's going to sprint chest forward directly to this location, yelling, Quomp!
Oh, so you just completely sprint in. I love it. I mean, somebody had to, you know? Now that you're here, you do see what was upsetting everybody. And it's zombies!
Wow.
There is... Anyway, you sprint in, you see there's four zombs walking around, and you see the wound on the male fighter, who's like basically playing the rear guard of the caravan right now. He's got like a scratch wound like in his side, and he's like bleeding. Mm-hmm. You can tell he's wounded in that way. And as you approach this, the woman screams out, and she's like, "Whoa, who are you? What?" She's like, "Well, wait, that's not a zombie. You're not with them." Okay.
Then I'll just be engaged. Engaged.
I mean, I assume you say like a... Yeah.
And like, and like, no, here's the thing. Lawson, I'm going to go quap, and then I'm going to turn my back to her, because I trust her.
She's going to be like, "Well, I guess he's... if you're here to fight the zombies, you're here to help us."
Just like starts making a bunch of noise with the spoons.
That's awesome. I love that. So at this point, the male back here, he goes, "Hildegard, don't let your guard down." And she's like, "Marcus, hush, just heal up, okay? And make sure to keep the merchant safe." And then the, you know, zombies attack. So then they come. So two of them are going to attack Hildegard. Two are going to attack Quomp. That's four attacks coming in.
I don't know.
Okay, so one hits Hildegard. Does 15 hit Quomp at this point?
15 doesn't hit him. 14.
14, okay. So one hits Quomp for one damage.
Easy.
claw! And then so, Hildegard's gonna get to attack. Oh, she fucks a zombie up. The red one takes three. She carves into one. And she's like, this is not the day I fall. And then, Bun Bun, it's your turn.
She's getting as close as she can to crossbow, maybe in this straight line, so she gets three of them?
That's a good idea, yeah. You can roll a d4 to see how many you can hit.
I do that first?
Yeah, you can do that first, yeah. It's a cool contraption, your weapon. Only someone with your expertise can make. Alright, so you get two shots.
Okay. So I roll twice.
Yeah, so you get two attacks, yeah. You could choose to attack two different... Oh, I think it is two different targets. That's the way it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, yeah. It's d4 targets, yeah. Okay.
I believe you. Okay, so to shoot, I do... What do I do?
So they're each d20 dex? Plus your dex, yeah.
Okay. So two of those. Okay, so two. One of them hits?
Yes, the second one will hit. So who's that?
Wait, but is it plus two for each of them? But
yeah, so one is eight. Eight would miss. But 14 hits.
Okay.
Yeah.
14 hits, so then this is my fancy arrows. So it is my weapon effort plus one. Plus one, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The plus one. And I already had a plus one, just because. All right.
So it's a d6 plus two.
D6 plus two.
Which one are you shooting?
Go for the one closest to me.
Orange?
Haha.
Oh, max damage.
Ouch.
The arrow sticks into the orange's neck. And, it's a zombie zoo. It doesn't bleed, but it looks like it's almost complete. It took a hefty bunch of its health.
Nice.
It's quite hurt. And that brings it to Quomp!
So is it a full action to plant my spoon into the ground as the banner?
It is a full action.
Unfortunately. So I'll do that.
Oh, you're still gonna do it, okay. Yeah, it's a bit of a setup move, but yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. I'm gonna really quickly check.
It is an action. So everybody gets plus three to their attacks.
So what does this look like, though? Because it's pretty epic.
So I spin it above my head, and, like, the material that's, like, in the spoon starts to, like, whistle, like, and I slam it to the ground. And, like, when it hits the ground, it hits the ground with a lot more heft than a wooden spoon should.
Yeah.
And then when I let go, it stands up on its own. Quap starts to do some martial arts bitch shit with a fucking wooden spoon.
That's fucking super cool. And so when you do that, I'm gonna say, Hildegard, when you do that, Hildegard's like, what is that power? I feel like I'm imbued with power all of a sudden. And I'm gonna have her go before the zombie because it's kind of fun.
That moment, everyone hears like just mystical teachings, and that mystical teachings they hear, even this cookie.
Oh yeah, and she's carving into the red zombie.
But plus three.
Yeah. And then so Marcos is gonna be like, he's even though he's injured, he's gonna come through, and he's like, wait, I want to be a part of the action. And he's gonna also carve into the zombie. The red one is very, very injured, but not destroyed yet. And then the zombies are gonna attack, same as before, for on Hildegard or. Two on Hildegard, two on Quomp. Miss Hildegard. One on Quomp hits. Four. Oh, four damage this time.
Ouch. Ooh, that does hurt.
That hurts, yeah.
Ouch. Claw.
That bloodies me.
Yeah. So this brings it to... when that happens, Hildegard's like, there's some healing supplies in the caravan if you need to fall back. That brings it to Bun Bun.
Alright, she's going to shoot a bunch more again, so a d4?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, which two targets?
I'm going for the same. Let's see.
Red is injured right now.
Alright, I'll go for red and orange.
Yeah, they're the two most damaged, so that makes sense.
Yeah, we'll kill them. And then, or we'll try. Okay, so here we go. So, yeah.
Oh, both two hits with the auto crossbow.
Hits them both.
Pacha, pacha.
All right. And then, so the first one is D6 plus 2 plus 3, right? So plus 5?
I think it's just, isn't it just plus 2?
No, because I use my fancy arrows, and I have an extra plus 1 on my thing from my thing, plus the 3 that I was given.
No, the plus 3 is, it gives plus 3 to strength to those who are close. You talking about Quomp's ability?
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't add to this. It gives a strength bonus to those who are close to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yours is doing weapon, like, weapon, it's different. It's different.
It's alright. I'll just cry.
It's still D6 plus 2, though. It's still D6 plus 2.
Here we go. As one.
Which one is that, red or orange?
Orange.
He's
and
dead.
And that's red.
They're both dead. What does this look like when you... What does it look like when you pop off with
okay.
the crossbow?
Okay. Okay, she grabs one fancy arrow, jumps it in, poof, flips the thing in the air, grabs it with the other hand with another arrow, and gets the other one. It's like, it's so fast, but it's thin.
It's
beautiful. Like, it's so awesome, like, in the cinematic version of this, like, it's just like a graphic, just like, unnecessary!
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, she's literally just showing up in this.
The slow-mo. I picture slow-mo.
It's for no one but the style points. And honestly, in the video game universe, it's like, A+.
Yeah. Great. Perfect. Quab, that brings it to you. Two zombies left up.
I'm going to focus all my energy on green.
Okay, and you have plus 3 strengths. So you have plus 10 to attack. Which is
indeed I do, with plus 10. Plus 10,
so you literally, you only miss on that one. That's not on that one. It's a 3.
It's not a 15, so I don't get 2 attacks.
Close.
What is up with that? It's so frustrating. So I'll hit that, and then how much damage do I do?
D6 plus 2?
6 plus 2 base weapons, yes. Okay. What is that you hit? Just I'm about to die still. That's why I'm frustrated.
Oh!
Hey.
Max damage on green, I guess?
Yeah.
Two zombies left. Okay, so the one and a half zombies left. You really carved through that one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna fall back.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
Check inside the wagon. See where these healings
are. Word. as you look inside the wagon, Hildegard's gonna step up. She's gonna step to the zombie. But she's got plus 3 strength as your banner, so that's gonna hit.
Yay!
One for one. Only one, unfortunately. He's injured. Marcus, he's gonna go in here. So you see, he's gonna be like, we got a potion, right? When you go in there, also, Quomp, there's like a, you see like a merchant family, you know, like a husband and his wife and like his 2 kids, but like huddled, scared in the caravan or whatever, and like sweating and like, you know, it's like the father has like a trickle of blood on his forehead. And he's just like, take whatever you need to defend us.
I mean, and Quomp just like pops into the back and he's just like, it's just like full grin, like tongue wagging out of his mouth, and he's like.
And like he's bleeding.
Yeah, he's bleeding.
I was like, Quap!
Such a sight.
Marco's gonna be like, here, there's potions here, and he's gonna actually take one of the healing potions and he's gonna heal himself for 2. So he points out to the point where they are, Quomp, so you can see them. And then the zombie's gonna attack Hildegard, who's holding. Hold the line! Oh no! Oh no, Hildegard now! that's a crit, so Hildegard, oh my god! Hildegard takes 11 damage.
Oh no.
And that would kill most people, but it only bloodies her.
What the hell?
She's fine.
Yeah, she's pretty badass.
She probably doesn't need all that armor.
I mean, Scarlet said those are, you know, those are her two best. Yeah, that brings it to you, Bun Bun, at the top.
She's going for the last two. Okay. Here we go, D4, let's see. Oh!
That's more than enough.
Can she do two in each?
No. It's only the amount of targets.
Fine. Okay. Alright. Two people coming up. Plus two to each of these. Ooh. One of them hits.
The first one's green, I'll say. Yeah, the hard one. So that, the green one gets hit.
The green one gets hit.
D6 plus. Another one down. Another one bites the dust. What does this shot look like?
She had the arrow ready in her mouth. She takes it out, puts it in, shoots it real fast. So fast. Like, fast like a bunny. Yep.
Work. And the ball just pierces the brain. As that's how they go down.
Yep.
Sinks into the ground face first in the dirt. Quomp. You see a potion of healing there. You can also... It's up to you.
I see the potion of healing, and I see the opportunity to quomp, and I jump from the wagon to attack the guy.
Change his mind. yep, plus 10 strength attack.
Does it make any sense? It makes no damn sense.
It makes so much sense.
He contains multitudes! That's a 15 on the die, and then, it's two hits with the polearm. The wooden spoon, pa-cha-pa-cha.
2d6 plus 4.
2d6 plus 4, yep, indeed.
What needs to happen if we're gonna make it through this?
Oh, yeah, what does this finishing blow look like on the final zone?
Oh, yeah, so I jump up and it's a full ass somersault. Wooden spoon first, and then I hit the zombie in the head, and then the we do a jump cut backwards, and it shows me hit him in the head four different angles.
Yeah.
When it's done, it's actually like when it was interesting. So I hit him in the head, and the head explodes, and it's all messy. But somehow, I land gracefully, bouncing on one leg.
Of course.
I spin my spoon, and I get the gunk off of it, so my spoon's all clean.
You do. That all happens. And, you hear, for the first time in the distance...
Yay!
What are we missing? What's that?
Oh, you're not hearing that, Jay?
It's some victory music.
It's the fanfare.
Yeah. Oh snap! I missed that. Wait, jukebox not playing.
Hold on, let me do it again.
No, hold on. Got you.
Bring in memories.
It is.
Okay, here we go.
Perfect. I'll take it.
And what I like to ask is, yes, what is your while this music is playing, I'm gonna keep playing it. Actually, what is the pose you guys strike?
Oh.
Okay,
she's gonna bounce from two of the bad guys, pull the arrows out, and hold them up in victory. out of their disgusting, desiccated bodies.
Do like a peace sign to the camera, like bunny peace sign. Yeah. Quomp, what is your victory pose?
He's just gonna stomp the ground next to the staff, next to the wooden spoon that's in the ground. It's gonna fly up, and he's gonna catch it in his other hand. He's gonna do a double baton twirl into tapping on his stomach. And he's like,
awesome.
Roquetta type shit.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Roquetta did. She was my favorite character in that entire fucking game.
Yeah.
She was in all of my whole party. She was the strongest member of my team for no reason. She
Frog
wasn't
Drop,
a good character.
Frog Drop was okay. I mean, it's not that she wasn't a good character. It's that she had no story. It was she was just there.
Story was for you to make of it. We had the freedom to design her.
It's true. It really is true. It was open-ended. Her whole story was like, I want to learn the way of Gourmand. And then her uncle's like, you should catch 100 frogs. And then you do, and then she does like 9999 damage. and that's the story.
And do we need more than that?
I mean, no. Look, does everything have to be about like Vivi being alive and what that even means? I mean, look, man. questioning what alive even means while you're running around as a child.
Child embraces mortality.
Yeah, like... MF9 ran the gamut. That's what I love about it. It's like you got Vivi on one side of the spectrum, then Quinn on the other. It's like, anyway, so, as you guys, the fighters introduce themselves to you as Marcos and Hildegard. And they, you can tell in their banter, they have a bit of like a friendly rivalry, as like Marcos is like trying to be all tough or whatever. And then Hildegard is like also trying to out tough him, you know, type of thing. But they're both clearly injured from the fights of the zombies. Thank you for coming to help us. Who are you guys?
I'm Bun Bun. She's distracted trying to get all of her arrows back, like pulling them grossly out of the bodies.
Quap is like, you don't even see, his booty is just sticking out of the butt of the front of the wagon as he's just drinking a health potion to the face. Like,
yeah, I'll say you drink enough health potions to go to full.
Am I able to get all my arrows back?
They also drink a bunch of health potions. So, the plus one arrows, how many did you use? Meredith? Three or four, six?
Let's see. I used, like, we can, the rolls tell us. Two there. Then. Another two. So I think I used five.
You used five? Roll a d4.
Okay.
You get three back.
That's fine.
Yeah. So right. You have eight plus one arrows still. Or plus one bolts. Eight.
Yeah. Bolts.
Yeah. Cool. Not
that's bad. Crossbow.
Not bad. So, what was I going to say? They also drink all the potions they have. It's like, they talk to the merchant family, and they drink all the potions up, and they go back to full. And they're like, well... We're gonna take this family back to Green Deli. They've got some supplies and food for everyone, including supplying Jaquette's market up there. So here we go, and they start trekking back up. You guys gonna trek up with them?
In that moment, Quap is gonna just tap you on the shoulder. He's gonna look around at everything that's dead. He's gonna draw his like spoon into the ground. He's going to point towards the center of the corruption and start walking.
Marco's gonna put his hand on your shoulder and say, "Whoa there, fella. Okay, you're real, real strong, real brave. I wouldn't do that if I were you." I understand. You're real strong, but yeah, let's save that for another time, okay?
Ah.
I know, but we don't know what exactly is over there, and whatever it is, it's powerful enough to infect the entire environment, okay? This is not, these fellas, and he kicks one of the zombies, you know, they should just be laid to rest, but whatever is doing this has the power to bring some of these back to life just ambiently. That's not something we can deal with, you know, on our own. We need more information. But trust me, look.
Woman says, and we also need more frogs. And so I think if we go back, we'll get some frogs, and then we'll come back all frogged up. Mm-hmm. Mom? You in? Oh,
shrugs.
Yeah, he's gonna shrug and just concede and follow everyone back. He's gonna, he's gonna be dragging his spoons.
Listen,
I don't need to drag your spoons.
Okay, listen, I can't, this little guy, he gives Hildegard a look. And Hildegard comes over, she's like, listen, we're going to talk to Captain Scarlet, and once we figure out what the deal is with the corruption of the ways here, you'll be the first to know anytime we know anything. Deal? Alright. Mm-hmm. Alright, let's go, Marquez family. That's their name. That's the merchant family name I just made up. And then
Marquez.
The Marquez family. And you guys make your way towards Green Deli. And away from this wretched area.